B-Pod Studios.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
I got an instant microphone and I love it.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And it's only $14.88. Mr. Microphone, buy two or three, they really make great Christmas gifts.
You know, I mentioned things like the Vegematic, the Dial-O-Matic, the Mr. Microphone, the Pocket Fisherman. Can only mean one man, Ron Popeil. Hi, Ron.
How you doing this afternoon?
Good. Now, I understand while we had you on hold, you were actually making pasta.
Yeah, I have the machines right now. I'm making some. You can hear the machines
yes,
running
I can.
Right here. I'll just turn it on for you. We're making some spinach angel hair pasta for presentation on QVC on Tuesday and Wednesday of this upcoming week. And
that sounds delicious.
I got to make my own displays, and so I have to make it with. Since we're selling pasta, pasta makers, we're going
right.
to have to have a nice display.
Ron, I will tell you right now, I am an owner of the pasta maker.
Do you have the sausage attachment?
I think I do have the sausage attachment.
You know, as the machine makes pasta, it now makes homemade sausage, and we supply you with the different size horns. One is a breakfast, one is an Italian sausage.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
The spices and the casings, and basically, your pasta maker converts to a homemade sausage maker. You finally
Incredible.
Know what's in the sausages you're eating.
What's the advantage of homemade sausage over the store-bought sausage that we've all been enjoying?
That's an easy thing.
Tell me, Ron.
First of all, you don't have a listener out there that doesn't, when he or she buys sausage, always kind of wonder what they really put in sausages.
Mm-hmm.
For all we know, they put up ground up fish eyes in them.
I've heard that.
You really don't know.
That's all protein.
But now, with our machine, you basically can take you can take chunks of turkey, or chunks of raw chicken, or ground, throw it in the machine, put your spices in, and voila.
What was the Mr. Dentist?
Mr. Dentist was really way ahead of its time. I didn't realize it until 15 years later when I have seen so many products that are so similar to that come to the marketplace. Every time I went to the dentist, and every time you went to the dentist, if you're almost as old as me, the dentist would pick at your teeth, and then he would take this mechanical device, that little rubber tip that's spun around at high revolution,
mm-hmm.
that polished your teeth. Well, it wasn't difficult for me to find out who made those little round tips that spun around, and I made a small electric or battery-operated device that allowed the consumer to take regular toothpaste, put it on that little rubber tip that spun around at high revolutions, and polished your teeth.
So you almost got a dental tool right there.
Exactly. And it fit in your hand, and we made one that was battery operated. I think it sold for, you know, in those days it sold for $9.95. Today those kind of devices sell for $30-$40.
Yeah, I don't see anything that sells for $9.95.
Or several easy payments.
Yeah, or the easy pay.
First of all, you can't market any product on television under $10. And 15 is a rarity. Normally it's 20 or 30, and mm-hmm. those are getting kind of difficult.
You are so synonymous with the miracle inventions, for the lack of a better word. Some of these infomercials that come on, you have to admit, pretty damn corny.
They're not only corny, you know, let me first, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there as well. When I say good stuff, there's a lot of good exercise equipment that they put on made by AAA companies that produce quality product. My product, you know, I take a great deal of pride in the products that I present, and all my infomercials are unscripted, so I have no idea of what the people in our audiences are really people who who own the product at home, and we get them their telephone numbers through their warranty cards.
So these are real people. They're not actors out in your audience?
No, no. These, well, I don't know if they may be actors. I don't know what their professions are. We take a list of our warranty cards at random, somewhere within a 250-mile range of where we're going to shoot the infomercial, and we contact those people who already own it. So the consumer gets a firsthand view of someone who has already used the product. Now, when it came to the sausage attachment, we had to bring in people who owned the pasta maker. We gave them the sausage attachment, 150 people.
Yeah.
And after 3 weeks, they came back to take part in the infomercial.
How much does the average audience member make for an infomercial?
Yeah, you got to pay them to come there, right?
When you say the average, you're talking about the people who participate?
Yes.
They don't make hardly anything. Normally, what I will do is give them lunch wherever we're shooting the infomercial, and they'll get one of the products. If it's a pasta maker we're selling, we'll give them cash, or they could trade that in for a machine. Most people take the machine because the value of the machine is greater than the cash that we
have to offer.
We want to pay these people an awful lot of money, because then it may taint that we may be getting them here because they want to make money rather than express what really happened with their machine. I remember on the food dehydrator, one of the testimonials, the gal said, you know, my husband is on the USS Kitty Hawk, an aircraft carrier, and when he gets to a foreign port, he always calls me. But he doesn't say, hello, honey, how are you? He says, send more jerky. You can't write stuff like that.
Who was the woman that did that with you, and she did the hairspray, the hair paint stuff with you? Now she's doing her own infomercials.
Well, Nancy Nelson.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got a call this morning from the people doing a new Leslie Nielsen movie, and they're putting the two of us in the movie.
Oh, really?
We're going to try to sell a guy who has one leg, another leg, and it ends up being a gun somehow, and we get killed. I guess they didn't like our sales presentation.
Will you do me one favor? Will you bring back the pocket fisherman?
The pocket fisherman is back.
I want one. Just a great invention made to cast it right. What happens if you really hook a big one on that thing? Will that thing haul? You lose them. How big of a fish can you get with that thing?
Oh, I've caught fish just under 30 pounds with it.
No kidding.
But I guarantee you, if the fish is going to be a real, you know, one of those big guys.
Yeah.
You know, I was.
Cut the line and let it go.
I'll tell you, sometimes it's better to cut the line and let it go. I don't know if you've. Fishing is my hobby, and consequently, I have caught fish that have been 300, 400, 500 pounds. And sometimes you just really want to cut the line, because half the time you don't get the fish in, and it's ruined your fishing day because you've never seen the fish, and you're too tired to fish any longer. So I like to stay with the smaller stuff and catch lots of fish and not have to worry about those big guys.
But one last question. Any new product coming out that we need to keep our eye peeled for?
Yeah. My new 10-tray motorized food dehydrator, which is just coming out.
Okay.
And my pasta or sausage maker or GLH. But the new guy on the block, first time ever mentioned in the state of Florida, is called Showtime.
What's that?
Showtime is a rotisserie that will do a 16-pound turkey, 4 chickens, 9 hamburgers, 3 whole fish, but it just cuts the fat. And there is no rotisserie in the marketplace today that's a horizontal. You don't want to get a vertical rotisserie, because the vertical rotisseries, the food dries on the top. It's you know, the unit works, and it's easy to clean, but the darn thing gives you a dry bird, because the juices can't go round and round. They go straight down. You have to have a horizontal rotisserie. And the biggest horizontal rotisserie you can find readily in the marketplace will do a 4-pound chicken. Now, if you're a family like me and you feed 4 people, you got to make 2 of those. Takes twice as much time. my product will do four chickens at one time and not take up a lot of space. And the price is going to be about $100.
Wow.
Not
Ron, where do all these fantastic ideas come from?
God. You must have a lab of people coming up with ideas.
All the ideas come from me.
Well, I know the pocket fisherman had to come from you.
I got the idea from a product I saw somewhere and perfected it. And, of course, the pasta maker and the sausage maker are my inventions. And of course, Showtime will be. And, of course, you have Mr. Microphone and the smokeless ashtray.
But
all those are my ideas. The you know, inventing products is the easier portion when you look at marketing and inventing. Marketing is a lot tougher, and I guess I'm one of the few inventors in the world that invents a product and then markets his own product. For those people that are listening to your show who are amateur inventors and don't know what to do with their invention, let me give you one, give them one word of advice. Don't send your money into those damn invention companies.
Really?
Most likely, you ain't going to get anything for your money that's worthwhile.
What should they do?
Rip-offs.
What should they do?
Huh? What should they do?
Come see you?
No, they shouldn't. We tried that, and I was getting 3,000 to 5,000 letters a week. I wrote a book called The Salesman of the Century. Now, The Salesman of the Century is my life story, but forget that for a moment. It tells people how not to make a lot of mistakes when they have an idea and they want to take it to the marketplace. It's shows them some of the shortcuts. It's not a guarantee to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
I think all those get rich schemes on television, work at home, and how to make money with newspaper ads and all. To me,
bunch of bull,
all that stuff is rip-off city.
Okay. All right, Ron. Thank you so much for
thanks, guys,
for
so
coming
very,
on.
Very much. There.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum.
Yeah.
Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Hey, gang. Hey, Stan and Haney,
we're shaking in the money man's memory.
I gotta tell you something about Ron Popeil. First of all,
an American genius.
He's an American genius. There's no two ways about it. An absolute genius. But I'm putting together that interview. And I don't know the odds of this. And I don't know if it's karma, intervention. It was just plain stupid, but it was so bizarre. So I'm putting the thing together, and it was at the precise moment. He's talking about the damn Ron Popeil pasta maker, and then he starts talking about the testimonial for the food dehydrator, where the woman said her husband was on the USS Kitty Hawk. And I get a text at that very moment. My phone goes off as Ron Popeil's relaying a story about his food dehydrator, and it's Dave the Waterman on my phone saying, "Do you have a food dehydrator?" And I'm like going, "What are you talking about in regards to what?" So as Ron Popeil is, I'm playing the tape in the office at the same time Dave is asking me, from Cape Coral or wherever he is, you got a food dehydrator that I can use?
No. You know, the... the scientists, the physicists who do that deep dive into particles and all that stuff,
yeah,
trying to figure out what the hell's going on, in the past couple of years, they've come to the conclusion that it's not only more likely than not, but that all signs point that we're in some sort of simulation. So you've got Popeil on there, and Dave calls you about out of the blue about a food dehydrator.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, when we were in Las Vegas, and everything's already strange because we're in a weird city, and Dave has just arrived back at the room with my dinner. My dinner that night was a minimum of 3 In-N-Out burgers.
Minimum.
And I've just finished my second In-N-Out burger with grease all over my face and everything, and I've got Fox on in the background. And Laura Ingraham is going off on some sort of rant slash monologue about the Green New Deal and going, "Yeah, well, if you think you're going to sit there and eat, you know, your 2 or 3 In-N-Out burgers, good luck with that."
Yeah.
They're taking it from you.
That's weird. You know, they talk, we were talking before we got, don't want to go too deep into this, but you bring it up, the particles and
it
stuff.
It happens that all the time.
That was the thing, and there are those scientists. They talk about, and they, to use the lack of a better term, the God particle. That
you're talking about the Higgs boson.
And that, yeah, that there are little things floating around, flying around you,
mm-hmm,
that communicate and can hear and understand what you're thinking or doing and lock into other things doing the same thing. It's weird. It's you think about that for too long.
That's why I laugh.
You get swamped.
When people say, "Oh yeah, I don't believe in God." Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been here to a lot of people. It seems like we've always been here doing this show.
Right.
And that it was just destined to happen. Maybe it was. I don't know. But when you stop and think about the odds of things being this way,
yeah,
versus another way entirely,
yeah,
and I will tell you flat out, before I came to K-Rock, I'd already been in the business a long time,
yep,
and I was like this close to saying either going into radio management or F radio altogether, This is a racket. They treat people like crap no matter where you are. And then I get a phone call. Hi, Haney. Okay, I'll give it one more shot. That sounds like fun. Maybe give it a year, see what happens. And how many years is it now?
26 years for you down here.
Jury's still out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. And I just thought it was so creepy.
And I mean, I could go on about this stuff all day where it's just rare that people actually notice. It's happening all the time.
Yeah, it's just you being conscious enough to notice what's going on.
We had a producer years ago, and we were both very close to him. He was older than us, and at first you would make fun of him, and then you realize, you know what, this guy is, he's kind of got some wisdom.
What? Yeah, well.
But if you remember, he went on for months telling me, Haney, get ready for it. It's coming. Don't ask me how. I just had this vision. You're going to be working for the Dolphins. And I said, I mean, that would be a dream come true, but where is this coming from? He goes, well, I should. There's a little caveat. I'm pretty sure it's the Dolphins because I saw you. And you were the announcer, and there was a lot of people on their feet, and they were cheering.
Yeah.
Well, like a month later, the Everblades call.
Yep. Yep. And I believe you did a few Panther games, which ties in Miami.
We don't want to bring up your Panther game.
No.
Where you embarrassed Stanley Panther.
I did not embarrass Stanley Panther.
He had to render aid to you.
He assaulted me.
Well, you missed the truck.
Yeah.
And he had to pull you up.
Real quick, because we got to take the break. I think that everybody...
And I just remember thinking, thank God we're out of market.
Everybody has a unique ability. And he's talking about one of our old producers who was older than us. And he used to frustrate me so much.
Because you didn't understand him at first.
And Rob, you'd get a kick out of this because you're a very good producer and you're good at what you do. And you know... When you go and say that Haney and I want to have somebody on, your job would be to get in contact with
their people. Yep.
You know, email them.
Proper channels.
Go through all the proper channels and hope that they can get back to you and that you can get them on. He was the exact opposite, and it used to drive me nuts. It used to drive me nuts. I would tell him, see if you can get so-and-so on.
All right.
And your first thing, your go-to, it's in your blood. I think it comes from your dad. Your first go-to thing is to accuse someone of being lazy,
yep.
Shiftless and lazy. And
so I go and I tell him, will you go and get to work on this?
And he's got his feet up on the desk.
So I go by the office. He's got his feet up on the desk. He's talking on the phone to some woman who has nothing to do with the person they're the go-between. But he's telling, yes, I have some children, and oh, they're so good to deal with, and especially when you become a grand. Oh, how was your weekend?
And in comes Stan screaming.
And I'm like, what are you doing small talking about this lady's weekend and her grandkids, and what the hell? He befriends her in a 20-minute phone call. She gives him anything he wants.
Yep.
We had anybody we wanted on. And I'm like, what the hell?
And then you'd hear him doing that. Yep, yep, yep. And you go, what the hell are you doing? Hold on just a second. I'm on the phone with Dolores Hope.
Yeah. Yep. Tell Bob we said hi.
Wait a second. You mean you're talking about Bob's in the room? Oh.
Well,
you keep doing whatever it is you do then.
You're doing good work there.
Yeah, put your feet back.
Yep. Relax. We'll be back.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig?
It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney from the Absolute Law text line, and we got to go to the man who played lead guitar on the song, Mark Haney, Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, what kind of guitar is being played on the Stan and Haney theme song? The lead guitar. Is that a Strat? Signed, Jamie in Naples.
Jamie, that is a Paul Reed Smith.
Thank you, Haney. Coming up on the show today, we're going to play Stan's Three Strikes. Played a lot like the Family Feud, but not exactly. I'll have a top 10 list. Your job, if you're the first caller, you can sweep. Name all the things on the top 10. You got three strikes to do it. You miss, we go to the next caller who can steal. If there's four or five left on there and they can do it, they'll win. We could go down to people striking out, so there's just one thing left on the list. If they get it, they win. Plain and simple.
You know, Stan, you just made a comment, and I want to do something for you. Because
what?
You said, with all that's going on, that you just can't watch
I can't watch it anymore. I had to literally shut it off today. I said, you know what? I'm giving myself a break. Because this is just such BS. It is theater. It is people on a soapbox voicing their opinions to get attention. And the news outlets are feeding frenzies for every talking head, liar, yeah, thief, and gypsy.
Let me help you with that. Let me bring you the news from an alternate future, okay? Mm-hmm. President Hillary Rodham Clinton today reluctantly admitted that she had had contact with the Ukraine regarding the financial dealings of Eric Trump, Donald Trump's youngest son. It appears that he's been receiving $50,000 a month from a corrupt Ukrainian oil and gas company, and that evidently $3 million was laundered through Cyprus to Eric Trump. In addition, it appears that Eric Trump has had business dealings in China, where he was awarded $1.5 billion. And it appears that young Mr. Trump is in business with a member of Whitey Bulger's family.
Yeah, I can't. It's ridiculous.
But Stan, Would there be calls for her impeachment?
Yes, there. Well, for her, no. She was
would be a hero.
Yes,
cleaning up corruption.
Cleaning up corruption. That's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, today, I am so excited about this. It was announced that Jeff Lynn and ELO are putting out a new album.
Well, is there an ELO?
Yeah.
I know Jeff Lynn
it's
exists.
It's called Jeff Lynn's ELO.
But is there an ELO?
Yes.
I thought it was just him.
And one other guy that was in the original band.
So it may as well be called Jeff Lynn and Friend.
Yes. I got the title cut from the album. It's only about 3 minutes long.
Do you
long.
Really?
Yes. I have the title cut. It's called, and I'll play it at 3 o'clock.
Do you really got that song?
It's called Out of Nowhere. And that's the name of the album, and it's the title cut, and there's going to be 11 new songs on it. And
legit ELO.
Legit. And I got the song. So,
well, that's a rare bit of good news.
Yep. Also, in music news, and there's a few cuts available, Harry Nilsson passed away, and he was in his 50s in 1994 from a heart attack. And he was just completing a new album, an album that he hadn't done any new material in like 15 years, Harry Nilsson.
And you're talking in 1994.
In 1994, you go back 15 years. And it was shelved. It's coming out, a full album of Unheard, Harry Nilsson, the album he was working on when he had a heart attack and died. I've heard two songs from it, two very different songs, and they're good.
Great songwriter.
He's a phenomenal songwriter. But, well, I'll play you the new Jeff Lindsay ELO in 3 o'clock after. It's like a three-minute song. Let's do the grab bag.
By the way, Jamie, what you might be hearing is it was played through an ancient Marshall. That might be the sound you're hearing that makes you think it might be Stratty.
Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples.
This is...
I got the calls, or some of them. Police in the UK have arrested a guy for calling the cops more than 20 times and not saying anything, just belching into the phone. They got him.
Cash Police Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
That's what it's like working at a radio station.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
I don't know if you're... I first learned about the outcome of this on... I think it was Laura Ingraham did the story. It might
Boy,
have been
she's getting a
Hannity.
Lot of plugs today.
Remember the guy at College Game Day on ESPN that was holding up the
Bush.
Sign for Bush Light?
Need Bush, yeah.
Follow me on this.
Boy, he, in doing that, how many stories have we done that sprang from that?
His life is being ruined right now. He was holding up the sign, Need More Bush Light, gave his Venmo account to be, and he was... And he gave all the money to, I guess, what was it?
Some charity.
Charity. What was it, Rob?
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital. So he gave all the money to the Children's Hospital and kept the account open, raised over $1 million.
People sent $1 million for Bush Light?
And that he donated for the Children's Hospital. Get ready. A reporter for the Des Moines Register, I think that was the newspaper, saw the story, and he wanted to go and, well, let's see what this kid, this college kid, is all about. And he went and found his Twitter feeds from when he was a high school kid. And found that he posted two racist tweets. Follow me on this.
Oh, God.
Followed, looked up his Twitter account, found from 2012, two racist, deemed racist tweets that he made when he was a kid in high school. The tweets were a verbatim from that, what's that comedy, the Tosh 2.0, what is that?
Tosh.0.
They were exact quotes from Tosh.0 that he put on his Twitter feed that were deemed racist. This guy writes a newspaper article, slams him as a racist, contacts Bush, who then again, then disassociates themselves from him. And they label him a racist. He lost all of the sponsorship, all of that, because he copied. And here's a little footnote. Bush, Anheuser-Busch, was a sponsor of Tosh 1.0 or whatever the heck it is. So they sponsored the show. He copies some of the comments from the show, and they disassociate with him. Because he's a racist.
I was really upset with myself. Obviously, you know, I've made mistakes in my past. You know, everyone has. I really hope people see that at this point in my life, I'm caring and I'm generous. And I hope that's what people focus on. I know there's a lot of people that have been looking up to me lately. I don't want this in any way to affect what's going on with the hospital. I hope that people can look past everything. You know, again, and like 8 years ago, I was just a little high school kid trying to make my friends laugh. And I've grown into a guy that I think a lot of people can look up to and hopefully continue to work with and make differences in lives going forward.
Yeah, well, they we can't be associated with that.
You know what? There is a reason that we have a juvenile justice system. We don't think that we should treat people that are still developing as if they are adults.
Little footnote on this. The guy that did the story on the Bush Light guy that really outed him and tore him out.
Went out of his way to destroy the kid. And the kid's just doing good.
Come to find out, he's got a lot of stuff in his past. It's insane.
Nobody wins with this crap.
Nobody! Your kid, you love the dinosaurs, you know, the brontosaurus, the T-Rex and all that. Those are all Greek words for the dinosaurs.
Are they Greek or Latin?
They're Greek.
Why Greek for dinosaurs?
I don't know. But somebody did the translation of all of our favorite dinosaurs and what they actually mean in English.
Triceratops means three horn face. Velociraptor, quick plunderer. And ichthyosaur means fish lizard. Next we have Stegosaurus, roof lizard. Pterodactyl, wing finger. Archaeopteryx, old wing. And Pachycephalosaurus, which means thick head lizard. In fact, there are only two dinosaurs whose names sound impressive in English. Firstly, Brontosaurus, which means thunder lizard. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Tyrannosaurus rex, which translates as tyrannical lizard king.
And none of them are lizards.
Nope.
You know what they are?
Boids.
Yep. They're all boids.
Leave it to...
We didn't know that when we were kids.
No, we didn't. We thought they were lizards. Leave it to a woman behind the wheel.
Oh, jeez.
A woman got sentenced to almost 5 years in jail. Hear, hear.
How did that happen? Did they not realize it was a woman?
5 years in jail. Lost her license for 15 years. And was ordered to pay $26,000 in restitution for getting into a high-speed chase and ramming cop cars. Why? All because she claimed...
Women's lib?
Yeah. She claimed she didn't want to be late for work. Here from the body cam, the officer that pulled her over after the high-speed chase and the ramming. And she just didn't seem to care.
What are you doing?
I was on my way to work.
Do you have any idea what you just did?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you don't.
And she's late for work. Well, she's really late now. And it didn't have to be that way. All she had to do was just stop. And if you don't agree with why you're stopped and you get a ticket, then you go to court. That's why we have courts.
You're so lucky you didn't get shot. Yeah, it's no big deal, right?
Man, she was going to be late for work. So if she has to ram some cop cars and get into a high-speed chase, she, the woman behind the wheel, was not going to be late for work. Well, she won't be able to drive a car for 15 years. And she's going to jail for five.
Stan, that's not accurate.
What do you mean?
It will be suggested that she doesn't drive a car. It's up to her.
Yes. All right, Haney, if the guy with the Bush Light sign who's getting just his life ruined doesn't bother you.
Why would you say that? I think reacted appropriately.
Yes, it does bother me. Well, this one's you're going to enjoy this one.
What, we got a beauty here?
Oh, a real beauty.
That I can tell
Mattel.
You.
Mattel. The toy maker. Just launched a line of gender-neutral Barbie dolls.
No.
They're called the Creatable World.
They already
collection.
Have that. It's called Ken.
No. Here's their commercial for their new line of gender-neutral Barbie dolls.
In our world, dolls are as limitless as the kids who play with them. Introducing Creatable World, a doll line designed to keep labels out and invite everyone in, making play more inclusive than ever before. Creatable World, all welcome.
Oh, God help us.
Yeah. Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Prayers needed for a guy that I didn't think would last as long as he did. He is in very bad health right now. Ginger Baker.
Wild man.
Drummer for the iconic rock band Cream. He's reported to be critically ill. Of course, he later played with Clapton again in Blind Faith. Steve Winwood on lead vocals there. One of the greatest drummers of all time. He's 80 years old.
Is he really?
He's 80. Even though he wanted to be known as a jazz drummer, he's considered one of the greatest in rock. A little sample there for you. Now he's if you remember the movie Beware of Mr. Baker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a crotchety old man.
He personally is what drums are all about.
He is 35 being nuts. He's mad.
Well, I think he was kind of fairly consistently horrible to people and to himself.
If they got a problem with me, come and see me and punch me on the nose. I ain't gonna sue you, I'm gonna hit you back.
He's moved around the world, getting thrown out of every country.
He's a rogue. He's a lovable rogue.
He was into drugs heavily.
And you're surprised that he's still living? Yes, I am.
And as the flame went down and there was one person going to get off, it would be Ginger.
He was like a scary guy. When I would look at him, he looked like the devil.
The devil takes care of its own, yes.
He, if you looked at him back in the 1960s, you said to yourself, this is one of the guys that didn't make it. This is the one that one of the ones that died young.
Yeah, you figured, oh, what, he lived past 27? How?
Yeah, and he's 80 now, and yeah, coming to the end of his life, he's in very critical condition. Not a lot of details, but thoughts and prayers to Ginger Baker. Finally, celebrity mean tweets. This is from Kimmel. Here's reading actual tweets about themselves. Here's Will Ferrell, John Hamm, Kim Kardashian, Maisie Williams, and David Spade.
Will Ferrell is overrated. Sorry, but he just screams.
It's kind of true.
John Hamm is a soft boy with a dad bod.
I'd rather plant poison ivy plants in my ass before hearing another word about Kim Kardashian. Go ahead and do that, please.
Maisie Williams looks like a very young grandma.
I just cut a fart that smells so bad they added David Spade as a supporting character.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, two things I want to get done in the next break. The new Jeff Lynne's ELO song. And I almost want to send Dave downtown on Tuesday to bring back a piece of this. And it's kind of sad. The oldest building in downtown Fort Myers is being torn down on Tuesday.
What building?
I'll explain when we come back.
Aww.
And it is an absolute shame. The building has been standing where it's at in downtown Fort Myers.
Minding its own business.
Since 1900. And they're tearing it down.
Why?
I'll explain when we come back.
What building?
I'll tell you when we come back. I'll give you the address, all about the building.
But why wouldn't you give it to me now?
That's just, I'd like to
say. Why would you bring it up when you can't tell me
it's
anything
called
about
a teaser? I'd
Now, do you promise me you're not pulling a Dr. Rich on me?
No.
Because that whole show, all they do is promote something that never
happens. Don't worry. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
When we come back.
Probably forget about
it
by then.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. 277-9600. About 46 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. I'm looking at it right now. I know what the word is.
Well, what is the word?
Well, I can't tell you until 4.
What's the price?
80 twice.
Ah, Key West price.
Also, in about 15, 20 minutes, we will play Stan's 3 Strikes. Could get you a prize. And later on today, our question of the week. Two things that I wanted to take care of this break. One, the new Jeff Lynne's ELO record.
Oh, that's right.
And this one, you wanted to know the details about it.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it anymore. Move along.
I'd like to send Dave down on Tuesday to the construction site.
Right on.
Much like we have the light from the ship restaurant in Bonita that was torn down, a landmark in Southwest Florida for decades. And when they were tearing
it
down,
no mistake in that.
Nope, you knew right where the ship was. And we had Dave go down there.
And the ship was a restaurant of varying quality under different owners.
Yep.
Then it became a bar, then a bingo parlor, and then it was torn down.
And we had Dave go down there and get us something for the studio to keep in remembrance of that
landmark. And we got it right here today. We've got it.
Yep. I'd like him go down on Tuesday and get something from that building.
Like a fixture?
Like a fixture or something. Here's the story, courtesy of our friends at NBC2. Headline: oldest building in downtown Fort Myers getting demolished.
Why?
The oldest building in downtown Fort Myers will be demolished next week. For 119 years, the building across the street from Ford's garage has stood tall. On Tuesday, crews will begin taking it down. The real estate agent said the building has been torn apart by termites on the inside, and there was no way to repair the building. I don't believe that. The building was constructed in 1900 as an ice cream shop. It later became a restaurant. It has been empty since the owner bought it in 2011. Nobody has done anything with that building since 2011. The agent says...
Do we know it as anything?
I don't know. It's right across the street from Ford's garage. I don't know what it was prior to 2011. If you go to the NBC2 website, they have a picture of the building.
Would I know it if I saw it?
You'd recognize it as one of the old storefront buildings in downtown Fort Myers. And it's sad to a degree because there was a time before the sprawl of Fort Myers and Lee County where downtown Fort Myers was a central part. They had the department stores down there. Presidents visited down there. Residences were down there. And this is a part of the history.
And you look at it, and obviously, you know, the retail and all that moved out years ago, but you've got great infrastructure down there.
And this isn't by the... There's the building in the background that with Kelly Burns showing you the building. Let's see if they can go to a full screen and show you. Well, okay, there comes the zoom-in map. Yeah. Now down to here... There you go, there it is. Now, downtown Fort Myers has what they call... And so many historic areas, they have to rebuild to make it look like... It was. So I guess it's not the builders doing this, but they have to do it. They're going to rebuild there, and they say it's going to look a lot like that building, but it's not that building. And they expect to put shops and a restaurant and office space there, and they expect it to be completed within the next year. But I think it's a shame that you take the oldest building still standing. Look, they're showing old pictures where it was when it was first built and nothing else around it. And it's a part of downtown history, and it's being torn down because they couldn't save it, so they claim.
Well, they could save it. It's just cost prohibitive.
When Dave and I went with the ghost hunters to go downtown and spend the night downtown in that abandoned hotel, there is so much in downtown Fort Myers that you have no idea. Right above one of the bars down there and near Patio de Leon, you'll see a big building. It is completely empty. You go in that building, and it was one time a hotel. It has been abandoned forever. And they still have all the hotel rooms in there, wood floors. And you go into the bathrooms, and they still have all the old-style tubs in all the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a lot of the fixtures. And it's completely, completely abandoned.
Reminds me of the old hotel over in our old stomping grounds that I used to go into as a teenager. It had been abandoned for years, but it was built in the roaring 20s. So everything was deluxe. And it was crazy going through there and seeing it all empty.
Yep.
Because at one time, that was creme de la creme stuff.
Yes. Same thing with the one down in Fort Myers Hotel. Here's the thing. The tile work in the lobby of the hotel that's downtown that nobody can go into. The tile,
you got to get me in there, bro.
The tile work is still,
I want to see it.
Is still there. And it was pre-World War II, the 1920s and 30s, when the swastika meant something different.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire tile floor, when you walk into the lobby of the hotel down there in downtown Fort Myers, is swastika designed all on the tile floors. There was no Third Reich going on in Germany.
It's an old Indian dots, not feathers.
Yeah, something like that. Where
it's an old Indian symbol that's supposed to mean prosperity or something.
But that's down
there. That's where Hitler got it from.
Yep, but that's down there right now in downtown Fort Myers. This building that they're tearing down on Tuesday is older than that. It's a shame.
So that building has been there long enough. It saw cattle being driven down there by
Correct.
Old Jake Summerlin.
Correct. Yep. Saw parades, celebrations. Torn down. That's sad. Now on to something else.
That's a nice segue.
Yeah. Let's move on.
As Brian Gumbel would say. That's the Gumbel right there.
Let's move on. Jeff Lynn and his ELO just completed a tour of the United States and Canada. They just completed it. He was over in Great Britain the other day, said, we're releasing a new album. And it is the first album by Jeff Lynne's ELO since 2015.
They did an album in
2015? Yes, they did. And then they did one in the early 2000s called Zoom, which was a very good album.
So this is all new material.
All new material. The album is going to be called Out of Nowhere. And Jeff Lynne released the title cut. Just, I think today was the day he released it. It's only three minutes and 17 seconds long. Brand new.
Can you say 3:16 instead?
3:16. It's 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
There you go.
Brand new. Jeff Lynne's ELO.
this from Out of Nowhere?
Out of Nowhere, yes.
Pause it a second.
What? That's the same song.
Does it sound better?
I don't know. It sounds
Turn it up.
All right. Sounds about that. Sounds different. I don't know if it sounds better.
I think it sounds better.
Whatever. I don't think I can tell the difference. Oh, that's right. You got the new HD.
Yeah.
Well, you got to skip a minute and a half in to get back to where we were. Okay. Sounds the same. Now, do they offer any more from that album on your service?
Nope, just the one.
Yep.
And they labeled it as Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Yeah. That's how he has to do it legally.
Oh, they may have more. What's the name of the album?
The title cut that you're Out of Nowhere.
Okay.
But this is the only one they have released so far.
Yeah, November 1st.
Yep.
I guess they've got like some live stuff done under Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Yep.
And a 2015 album.
2015 album was the last one they did.
They got a 2017 live one.
Yeah, that was from Wembley or Bust.
Yep.
So there you go.
Very nice. That's so great. To hear Jeff Lynne under the name ELO in 2019.
He suffers from the same thing. Because he was ELO. He wrote and sang, but he's under the same thing that John Fogerty was with CCR. And when he left, he gave them the name to go and continue touring around, and then he wanted to come and write some new music and get a band back together, and he couldn't call it ELO. He had to call it Jeff Lynne's ELO. My wife got me the DVD, Blu-ray, the album, the book, and all this of Wembley or Bust. Watch the Blu-ray, or it's available. You can download it. It's phenomenal.
It's weird to hear him with no effects on his voice.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It sounds, his voice sounds more Wilburys than ELO.
Well, yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, stands three strikes. I'll give you the category, top 10 answers on the board. Your job is to name them all or strike out. 96K Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades.
Stan and Haney.
Sick, man. On 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Oh, about 18 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Also coming up, first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails an hour away from our question of the week. But right now we're going to give you a chance to win. We haven't done this game in a long time. It stands three strikes. It's played a lot like the Family Feud. We will get a caller on the air, and we will give you the category. Top 10 answers on the board. Your job is to reveal all the answers. You will have three strikes to do it. If you strike out and have not cleared the board, we will go to the next caller who will have their three strikes. They'll steal and try to finish off the list. We will go down the line of callers until all answers are revealed. If you're the person to reveal the last answer without striking out, you will get $50 to the Pewter Mug North, where you can sit down and enjoy a prime steak, prime rib, a humongous salad bar, a bird, if you'd like a bird.
Yeah, you can have it.
You can have a bird there. You can seafood.
A
bird. Seafood and all of that. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. It'll be random callers. Three strikes, you're out in this game. Let's play Stan's Three Strikes. Top 10 answers on the board to this question. Recent survey was done and asked people, what are the most annoying things your neighbors do? It's pretty much impossible to avoid having neighbors. Although there's a lot to be said for living in a tiny deserted shack in the middle of nowhere. But most of us have to deal with neighbors, and they're not always courteous.
You know, that's my dream. A tiny shack in the middle of nowhere.
I got phones on lockdown. They're going to be released. You got three strikes, so you get three chances at it to name everything on the list. We'll cross them off as they're being named.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a farm and booby-trapping the whole thing.
Phone lines are released 277-9600.
A lot of tunnels and whatnot.
These are the top, yeah, like Rambo. These are the top 10. You're going to have three strikes to get them. Let's see who contestant one is. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Todd.
Todd, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, three strikes, top 10 answers on the board. Things your neighbors do to annoy you.
Play loud music.
Loud music is on the board. Let me see where it is. I know for a fact it's on the board. Hold on. Yep, number five on the board. Thank you, Rob. What else?
They want to be too friendly.
They want to be too friendly. That's strike one. Being too friendly. That's not there. Go ahead. You got two more strikes to go.
How about the other way? They're a-holes.
Well, you got to be. This is what things that annoy you. This means everything they do, they're a-holes. Like having loud music in parties.
Okay, how about, let me go a different route. They don't take care of their property.
I will give it to you. Having a messy lawn. It would be nice to put a mower to it. You got one strike, two down, eight more to go. Go.
Okay, I'm looking at my neighbor right now, so I'm kind of thinking.
All right.
Well, there you go. You got a leg up.
Being a backyard mechanic and loud motors.
Loud motors. Is that your answer? Loud motors.
Sure, I live out in the sticks. So,
strike two. You got another shot at it. Go.
Okay. I give up.
All right. Fair. You tap out. Fair enough. Two down, though. Having loud parties with music.
You know who?
Having a messy lawn.
You know who'd be great at this is that interview that we played last week from years ago about the guy who took a shotgun to his neighbor and got away with it.
Yep. Yeah. There would be a good example. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, this is Dan. How you doing?
Good, Dan. We got 8 left on the board. You got 3 strikes. These are things that neighbors do to annoy you.
They need to paint their house.
Paint their house. I'm going to see if there's any way I can get you any of this stuff. That's a strike. Keep going. You got 2 more.
Trim the trees?
Yes. That's you are absolutely...
That's separate from the yard?
Yes. It most certainly is. Let me get to it because I was just looking at it. Hold on. Yes, number 4 on the board, having a tree or a hedge that's hanging over onto your property. You betcha, you got 1 strike against you, go.
How about garbage all over the yard?
Garbage all over the damn yard, is it there? No, strike 2.
Oh boy.
He got 1 more strike.
Too many cars in the driveway?
Ooh. Number 2 on the board, taking a parking spot, blocking your driveway. Number 2 on the board. You're rolling now. You got 1 more strike, so it's either a correct answer or you're wrong and you're going to strike out. Go ahead. Let's see what you got. Nobody has gotten the number 1 answer yet.
How about,
3 seconds. I need an answer. 3 seconds. I need an answer, or I'm going to strike you out.
They need a new roof. I don't know.
Strike 3. We got a few off the board though with that one. Taking up parking spots, blocking your driveway, having a messy lawn, having trees or hedges hanging over into your yard, having loud music parties. Those are 4 of them. There are 6 left. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, you've won something before with us, Ryan, haven't you? Is it within the 60 days, Ryan?
No, sir.
I recognize your voice, but okay. We have ways of finding that anyways. But, Ryan, I appreciate you calling in whenever we have a game to win a prize. 3 strikes, Ryan. There are 6 left on the board. Go.
Having their diet crap in my yard.
That is number 6 on the board. Letting their pet use your lawn as a toilet. No strikes. You got 1 down. 5 more to go. Go.
How about calling the cops on me when I play my music too loud?
Calling the cops on you. Strike 1. That's a thank you, Rep. Strike 1, go ahead. Although you're not far off, but you got the idea of this game. Go ahead, you got 2 strikes left.
Calling code enforcement.
Run that by me again, Ryan.
Calling code enforcement.
Calling code enforcement, strike 2.
That's all I had.
Keep going. I got to let you go because you want to take another shot at this? Your phone's horrible.
I'm good.
All right, you're good. So he did letting your pet use your yard as a toilet. By the way, nobody got the number 1 answer. Top 10 things, the most annoying things your neighbors do to you. We have 5 left on the board. The number 1 answer. And we have 7, 8, 9, and 10 yet to be revealed. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy?
Oh,
what? Oh, jeez.
Ahoy.
Hi, sweetheart. What's your name, darling?
I'm Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. I think you can do well at this game, can't you? Because you've had people call on you before. Because are you a bad neighbor?
Never. Okay. I am a good neighbor.
All right. There are 5 things left on here. What's your name, Diane?
Deanna.
What a lovely name.
It is a beautiful name, Deanna.
Thank you.
We have blocking your driveway, messy lawn, trees or hedges hanging over into your yard, loud music parties, letting their pet use your yard as a toilet. What else do you think's on here?
What about barking dogs?
Number 1 answer. Yay! Number 1 on the board. Having Yay! That loud dog that keeps barking even into the night. You know, do something about your dog. Don't leave him outside. Bring him in. You're doing good. You got one down. There are four left to go. You don't have any strikes.
Okay. What about motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
Loud machinery. Motorcycles.
Loud machinery. Strike one.
Sorry.
Now
okay.
I'm gonna help you. Deanna, is that your name?
Yes, Deanna's my name. Okay. Deanna Castellino.
I'm gonna help you.
Okay.
Now, if you're living in a single family house, you might have the husband and the wife. What else do you have?
Fighting.
No, strike two. Sorry. That's just, what I'm talking about. If you live in an apartment, you might be a man and a woman living there. Or if you got a house, you got a husband and wife. And what else goes along with being married?
Sexual relations.
Strike three. Sorry.
Trying
to help you along. What do we hope happens with those sexual relations if you would like to use every room in your home? There's a hint for you. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, there are four left on the board. You've got three strikes. If you can name these four things, you're going to get $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Go.
Children.
What about them? I gotta have specific. That's great that you have a nice, quiet kids in the behaving, going to school. But there's something about those damn kids.
They're yelling at my.
Yeah,
kids.
There you go. Obnoxious kids running wild. All right, three left. You got all your strikes. Now we were talking about loud music and throwing parties when you're trying to sleep at night. But there could be other noises coming from the house, like, say, on a Super Bowl Sunday or, something going on. What do you think?
Well, where I live, I'm allowed to shoot guns.
Strike one. No guns. Now, if you have kids running around the yard, certainly this couple is procreating a lot. And so they have something else that's even smaller than, let's say, a teenager or an adolescent. What's smaller than an adolescent?
A baby?
Aha! And what's that baby doing a lot when you don't want to be bothered? You hear the baby doing what?
Crying.
Yeah, number nine on the board. Now...
You're spoon-feeding
him.
Yeah,
I'm spoon-feeding him. That's the last one I'm going to spoon-feed. Because then I'll spoon-feed the next caller because he's about ready to strike out.
Well, I know my neighbors don't like my Trump flag.
Well, that's strike two. All right, you got one more shot at this.
God bless you, sir.
There, but we appreciate that. We got two more answers left.
How about... riding four-wheelers around the yard.
Strike three. Mm. Now, before I go to the next caller, I'm going to give you a hint. One of these, Haney would describe as a Gladys Kravitz.
A Ms. Budinsky.
Yes. Another one would be, you're not cranking loud music. But, you want to have almost a theatrical experience in your home. Why go to the movies? If you don't get this, ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Oh, for Christ's sake! Didn't I give you something last time?
He never
All
wins.
Right, scatter. You got two things left. Three strikes, go. I gave two big hints, go.
Yeah, you did. If I can only remember them now.
I ain't got time to waste with you. 2779600.
You're so mean to
I have to because he's stalling. There's nothing. Last time he called, he was all drunk. Hi, who's this? Oh, sorry. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Lori.
Lori, two left. Yeah. I gave the hints. Go. You got three strikes to get two, and I've got about 2 minutes to do this.
Okay, Stan. Loud Entertainment. Surround sound.
Yes,
sound.
Sir. Yes, ma'am. Number 8 on the board. What's your name? Barbara?
Lori.
Lori.
Yeah, exactly.
And?
Close enough. Loud sex.
Strike one.
Son of a gun.
There's, now stop. I'm asking you to stop. Lori's your name?
Yes, sir.
All right, stop resisting.
Lori, I want you. There's one left.
Okay.
Haney always talks about. Are you old enough to remember the TV show Bewitched?
Close, somewhat. I know the show, but.
All right. And you remember when Samantha would do her little witchcraft and make a house disappear or put long ears on Darren? And there was always the Mrs. Kravitz. And what was she doing on them?
Oh, my gosh. What was she doing on
them? What was she doing? She would see a house disappear. How would she know what was going on with her neighbors if she wasn't?
Oh, because she was always watching, minding their...
Yes, a Mrs. Yes. Budinsky. Yes, you got... Yes, number 10, spying on you. Looking at finding out all your business. Lori, congratulations.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, sir. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you over to Rob. You got $50 to the Pewter Mug North.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Have
Thank
a great
you,
weekend.
Thank you, Lori. Hold on. Wow, like pulling back effing molars.
Yay.
Yay. We're going to take a break. Stay by your radio. Safe word. 4 o'clock safe word. In seconds, we're Stan and Haney.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. You got about 2 minutes, less than two, I'll say a minute and a half, to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That word being view, V-I-E-W, view. Put the word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock mobile app or text the safe word VIEW to 45911 to be eligible to win. If you don't get it in the next minute or so, you're going to have to wait until 6 o'clock. Rob's show will have a brand new safe word for you and a chance at the thou.
Stan, I just learned something alarming, and I want to see if you know about it.
All right, I'll give you the answer.
Do you know how to recognize an evil white supremacist?
How? What is it? What, you get the okay sign?
Yeah, that means you're a white supremacist.
What?
If you have a bowl cut.
Yeah, like Mo?
Yeah, that means you're a white supremacist.
Who sets these rules?
Them.
Oh, and I know who they are.
And you remember the old McDonald's ads, Mac Tonight, where it had the moon?
Yeah.
The moon evidently is a white supremacist symbol.
I learn something new every day.
So we can no longer do this.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. That identifies you as a white supremacist. And whatever you do, don't get a bowl cut.
Well, I don't want a bowl cut. You know, I don't want the mo. Let's get you.
Do you know what this is, really? The okay sign?
What do you mean? I've been using it since I was a little kid. I even have a little emoji on my phone when somebody says, hey, I'm coming over. And I send the emoji with the okay.
It's a giant troll.
A what?
Some kids put it on the internet.
Because, so it's not real?
No, but they think it is.
And so it caught on?
Yeah. Kids put it out there because, you know, they're so everybody's so hypersensitive.
Yeah.
And they think they've got inside info.
Yeah.
And they're being laughed at.
See, that's what Rob and I heard at the digital meeting today. You can really put these things up there and get as many views on them as you possibly can. That way it generates stuff.
What?
Oh, wait. Am I lying? Am I lying?
No,
are
not
you
at all.
Talking about like our friend from North Fort Myers that's trying to create a computer virus?
Yes. And I guess if you do that, you get more hits.
This is just
it's all about page views.
Page views.
This is so painful.
You didn't have to sit through it. Oh, my God.
That doesn't preclude me from issuing a formal whistleblower complaint. Just because I don't know nothing doesn't mean I can't complain. And believe you me, you'll be sitting in the hot seat.
Yep, I'm expecting it. One thing on the board that I will mention happened about 20 minutes ago, so rest assured it's probably still there, just clearing. Hit and run, North Fort Myers at 721 Via del Sol. If you're in North Fort Myers and you know where the Via del Sol is, be aware. It's all about page hits.
I can't.
It's insane. Coming up in less than 1 hour.
It's always a decade late.
The newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour.
If you can't do it, Haney, will you at least post them on the internet so we get hits? I'm sorry. Don't drag me into a meeting that you know I don't want to be in.
No, forget we said anything.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks. Let's get back to what we do, radio. Mark?
Stan?
Hey, everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
We're not there yet. It's headlines. Headlines.
No, you've lost me.
You weren't even there for it.
Nope. But it still hurts.
It hurts bad.
We'll have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
Here's something.
Okay, good.
Getting back to the good old days.
Yeah.
Back to what makes America, America. A person tried to move from Illinois to Kentucky.
Yeah.
By floating down a log on the Mississippi River.
Now, see, that's all
there
right. There you go.
Okay, things are looking up. An Air Force Special Ops Sergeant was on his way to Washington to receive an award for heroic acts. But on his way there,
yeah,
he took time out to save a baby's life.
Yeah, did some more heroing.
Yep. A man busted with 1,130 marijuana plants thought he could get out of it.
Oh, really, did he?
Yeah. He said, I don't know what you cops are thinking. That's peppermint, not pot. It's peppermint. And finally, Dateline, Key West, Florida.
Yes.
A drunk couple snuck into somebody's backyard so they could have sex and argue simultaneously.
Okay. Well.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news. Okay. And time permitting, we'll tell you the truth about Jesse's girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Laughter. God, I gotta laugh. You know, and they wonder why I'm always on edge.
Crying out loud, man. Ponderous. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Yep.
I don't know why they do it to me, but they do. And what about those pictures?
4 o'clock fluffer.
Freaking dog dying.
Brought to you by Firehouse
Subs. We're there, Stan.
I know.
We used to laugh at Casey, but we're there now.
I know
we
that.
We understand it now.
Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
It is a very, very busy day today. I'm sure most of you are aware that it is not only National Pancake Day.
Oh, don't say that word! That was one of the things in the digital meeting, that we should be posting pictures of pancakes. Just don't say pancakes.
It is also National Better Breakfast Day.
Okay.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
breakfast fun facts.
Top breakfast fun facts.
So you guys, are you going to be talking about pancakes today? That's the big thing on the digital.
Oh, God!
I'm going to die.
God awful.
Save us, President Trump.
That's harder than ever.
Save us.
He can't help this.
I quit.
Takes a long time to drain the swamp.
Yeah, takes a long time. Why do I constantly feel like it's up to my neck?
Well, because it feels like life is becoming more and more based on fakery.
Yes!
Pancakes.
Yeah. But hold on. You post a picture of pancakes.
That's the key to success.
Make sure you credit the photographer.
What?
Unless you take your own pictures of pancakes. See, you know that feeling, don't you? I got into this business in 1982 because I wanted to do radio. That's all.
Yeah.
There wasn't a computer in the building.
Until I got here.
Well,
and I was yelled at about it.
Yes. You said something, we get our news from a ping. There was no internet. And there wasn't a computer in this building.
Until I got here. And then they yelled at me about
Yes,
it.
We don't need that. Ah.
And told me I was stupid.
Yes. It's crazy talk. We're in the radio business.
And now, years later, they want to talk about it.
Yes. It's the most important thing.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yep. Well, you stuck him on. We got limited time. Just save your energy drink for after the thing.
Isn't it obvious I need it?
Well, what do I need? I need something. Look at me.
You got it made.
I don't have it made. I'm stuck going to digital meetings every freaking Thursday.
No, you got it made. You got a good woman.
I do.
I'm not
denying
home.
That.
Me and my wife.
Yeah.
And she thinks you do no wrong. Top breakfast fun facts.
Okay, yes.
Pigs want humans to seriously consider breakfast with vegan options.
It can weird. There's a lot of tension.
Relax. Come on. Take it easy. Take
pancakes.
A deep breath. Now, pancakes were just used as an example.
He
today.
Was posting left and right
he
with
didn't
pancakes.
What if anything? He was just
what if
showing
I just
you
go on the what if I just go on
video.
The internet and right click a pancake picture?
Oh, you can't do that.
What?
You got to photo credit that
to somebody that took a picture of a pancake?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You must always attribute
so
your work. Yes.
What I should have done is made pancakes before the show and taken a picture
Mark,
myself.
What we all should have
and
done.
Then assigned the rights to that photo that I took to Beasley Broadcasting.
What
right,
we
they
all
own
should
it.
Have done in 1997 was listen to your wise counsel about all this that was coming.
Oh, this
you,
was
1993. You predicted it all.
Well, that's
right?
One right. 1993, he predicted it all.
Okay, 1993, before my arrival here.
I was ridiculed.
I remember you
and
walking through the hallways in 97 and screaming at everybody at that point.
But well, no, nobody listens.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. But they're listening now. And, as,
yeah, yeah.
And as I told you privately, I would love to have your input.
I can
not
give
every
you,
week.
I can give you my input right now.
You come once a month.
Obviously, can we agree that I can see the future? Do we
no
agree on that?
No question. You are wiser than the rest of us.
In
yes.
20 years, this is all going to be over. There's no point doing it now.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Mark Haney.
And I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. What are you talking about? In 20 years, I'm going to be 77.
What? Wow, what's your secret?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it to look at me, would you?
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
Top breakfast fun facts. Some restaurants serve green eggs on St. Patrick's Day. Others do it every day, yeah. And they don't use dye.
No. Take a picture of that. Put that up there.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, baby. And the SCM. I'll take a picture of it, too. The other thing, you don't post one picture of something.
What?
You post a minimum of 5 pictures. That way, when they look at each picture, you get another page view. Right, Rob?
This all sounds dishonest.
What did I say in the meeting? That's cheating.
It's just BS, man.
Look, I'm not in charge of that. I just go.
Nonsense.
Yes. Are you done?
No. And finally.
Thank you.
The very top breakfast fun fact.
Yes.
Wheaties is called the breakfast of champions.
Yes.
The Miami Dolphins do not eat Wheaties. And that, my friend, is a fun fact.
Elvis has left the building.
Now get the Dolphins pissed off at me, too.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Oh, okay.
We're like teenage girls. Yeah. How do I get more page views?
Yeah. Well, that's important, I guess, in 2019.
Show more.
Yeah. But we can't post showing more because...
That's inappropriate.
And it's blocked on our websites now. You saw how you got blocked.
Oh, everybody gets blocked.
Yeah. Well, that's our new filter system.
If our show was transcribed and put on Facebook, we would be banned.
Yeah, of course we would.
Am I right, Rob?
Yeah, we'd be deplatformed.
Any social media, if we put up just what we say on the air, they'd say it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Troy writes, Plectrum.
Oh, no.
Haney.
Are we really continuing this?
Haney, how could you get that wrong? WTF. Sincerely, Troy. Had somebody also said that they had to take up classical guitar. And when they were kids and they were handed the guitar pick, they had to learn all about the plectrum. Oh,
anybody that uses that word, I dare them to come in and actually play.
This is from our friend Meg. I guess she's answering your other question, Haney.
Oh, hey, Meg.
A little food for thought. Being in a relationship with a liberal isn't easy.
Jesus.
But that's besides the point. I'm okay and hanging in there. I'm doing my best to come to terms with what's going on and how to handle the outcome. And how I'll play it out to the end, good or bad.
It's mental illness.
Love the show, sign Meg. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, we need this today.
Do we need you, Guardian?
Yes.
I tried to shut it all off today. Guys, I've been watching this morning's hearing, and let me tell you, it really pisses me off. No kidding. That's why I shut it off. That little POS Schiff.
What a pencil neck geek.
If I could have reached him, I would have slapped him until his face was as red as a baboon's ass.
You would have done the country a giant favor, Guardian.
I think it's because he is nothing but a liar. You have to give the director who was testifying today a lot of credit. There were times that little bastard tried to trip him up and admit certain things. One thing I want to know, who the whistleblower is? We found out today.
It's confirmed.
Yep.
CIA agent spying on the president. One of Brennan's boys.
Yep, Brennan's boys. Now, tonight on Hannity, John Solomon from The Hill will be releasing 450 pages on the Biden issue that could seal Biden and his son's fate. Now, maybe that issue will show exactly how guilty Biden is. I can't wait to see it. Oh, no, that'll be glossed over, Guardian. You guys are the best, sign The Guardian.
Jesus.
Question of the week. Today, supplied to us by Mark Haney. We'll take your phone calls. It's
just got to tune this stuff out.
It's just not a yes or no answer. It's your story. We'll do it when we come back.
My spirit is being crushed.
You weren't at the damn meeting. I was. You want to talk about spirit being crushed when you see Marvin doing a PowerPoint presentation? That'll change your whole outlook on the business.
Well, between that and Pelosi having people, you know, plant a bunch of flags behind her and didn't use her poly grip before she went
on. Oh, did you see that too?
Yep.
Yeah, very loose plate, like Biden.
Yep.
We'll be back.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up in less than 30 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. But before we do that, we do it every Thursday. We pose to you our question of the week. I will pose the question. It'll trigger something in your brain, and we'll go do traffic. And while we're doing traffic, you can feel free to call in and answer our question of the week. It's going to trigger something. And this is kind of a good question, especially after all the tension of the last break, where, you know, the work week is getting to you. You go home and you got the kids screaming and the wife yelling. And then you're wondering what's for dinner. And then you put on the news and you start losing your mind about that. And you go, where?
It's all gone crazy.
I need to get away from this. Which leads to our question of the week. You have something in your life. What do you do to get away from it all? Where you can get a moment of peace.
What do you look forward to?
What activity, hobby, or recreation do you do that you look forward to that you can just decompress?
Like you're at work and you're thinking, boy, I can't wait to...
Yep. What do you do to get away from it all? What activity or hobby or recreation do you have where you can just get away from it all? 277-9600. That little escape for you. Gotta have it. Where everything around you and all the world goes away at least for a brief time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one gentleman in the building today who's like a workaholic. You know what he said? He said, my break where I look forward to it and get away is when I can go out and have a smoke. I can just be by myself, smoke for a second, get away, get out of the meeting, get out and have a smoke. That's it. I said, geez.
You got to have something.
You got to have something. You know, if that's number one, what do you do to get away from it all? What do you look forward to? An activity or a hobby or a recreation you can do? 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls as soon as we complete traffic here. All right, we're a little busy. We're going to start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, South Cleveland Avenue at Crystal Drive. Fort Myers crashed the 5600 block of Neal Road in Lehigh Acres. A crash. Well, this kind of ties in. They have it listed as Fort Myers and Lehigh Acres, Neal Road and Buckingham Road. Traffic control, Lehigh Acres, Gunnery Road North and Lee Boulevard. And one more for you. It's in Estero, a crash. Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Grand Oak Boulevard. And you are up to date. 277-9600. Man, you just got to decompress. Something that you look forward to. Man, this has been a long day and I can't wait to be able to what? No-brainer for me. The playing golf. It is the only time that I forget about everything. For 3.5 hours, I concentrate on my golf swing, my surroundings, and everything else takes a back seat for 3.5 hours. And I find out long about now, I'm craving Saturday morning or Sunday morning where I can go out and play 18 holes of golf and decompress.
And I'm not there.
and you're not there, which decompress. What about you? I already know your answer.
What?
You play your video games. You put the headphones on. You put away your phone. And you decompress by playing video games. Another thing I'll add, I have to read too before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's so important to me.
You're right about the video games, but I don't play nearly as much as you might think that I do. I pretty much use that to try and just shut my brain off.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're talking about.
But I do enjoy those, but I'm with you. I've got to get in that reading time.
Yep. Rob, you are busy 24/7, but what do you do? What little oasis do you have?
Sounds dumb. Conspiracy theories on Reddit. I can start reading those, and I'll fall down a wormhole, and I won't come out for half hour.
What have you picked up from that?
All kind of, well, World Trade Center 7, the Building 7.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
That's a fact.
Yeah, there's nobody reporting it, and that's what I read about.
There'd already been so much loss of life. I just pull it. Just pull it.
Yep.
But you get away a few hours reading that stuff.
Oh, I could be. I'll get lost on the toilet and just scroll and read about Epstein and Epstein's Island and everything.
Yeah.
But that's not a conspiracy theory.
It's true. I know. I'm a truther.
But none of that's a conspiracy. It's all real.
I know. Just nobody will report on it.
Yeah, but that's the spooky thing about it, because this guy, like Epstein or the World Trade Center, it goes on for years and years, and it's like not even discussed. And then you go and start reading. I'm seeing the damn, I watched Dateline on Epstein. And what this guy got away with and the things that were in his on his island.
Builds
and
a friggin' satanic temple in so front of God creepy. And everybody, yeah.
2779600, what do you do to decompress, get away from it all? What activity, hobby, maybe a stamp collect. Maybe you look for 1932 coins. Anything to go that will allow you to
that brings you some joy.
2779600.
Or at the very least, get you away from day-to-day life.
Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. What do you do to decompress? What's your favorite little hobby?
I know that you're going to laugh at this. But
no, I'm not going to laugh at it, Joanne. This
he's
is
not
your
allowed.
Deal. Not allowed to laugh. I can smirk, but you won't see that.
Okay. I like bird watching.
No, what? No, no. Boyd.
Boyd watching.
Boyd. Bird watching.
You know what, Joanne? You're going to laugh at this. I was at Barnes & Noble just the other day. I live adjacent to a SLU. Where it's wildlife protected. And every morning, every single bird that I have never seen before come out right in front of my lanai and start feeding. And I'm talking about from the big giant woodpeckers to hawks to small birds, mockingbirds, everything. And I bought a book so I could find out what the hell these birds are.
And what are they?
Birds.
Oh.
Yep.
And you needed a book for that.
I'm right there with you.
I love it. I can get out there in nature and just switch everything off.
I was reading the book, though, Joanne. The first thing you got to do, they say, number one, if you're going out bird watching, get yourself a nice set of binoculars.
Okay, I've got that.
All right. And then if you have a nice backyard, depending on what kind of birds you want to come to your backyard, they eat different kinds of foods. So to attract certain birds, you got to put out certain foods.
So what have you seen in your bird watching, Joanne?
Well, everything from bald eagles to great horned owls to Kentucky warblers.
Yes.
Palm warblers. Yellow-rump warblers, everything.
You know what my favorite bird is? See it in the cardinal.
Okay.
That's very rare.
And they're a very shy bird. And if you put out some sunflower seeds, you'll get some cardinals.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joanne.
You know what I could do without?
What?
Woodpecker.
Oh, this is another thing I learned in the bird book. You ever think that they get confused and they go up to your side of your house?
Yeah, one was after my chimney.
And just bang away? They're not confused. They do it on purpose.
For the beak?
No. It's a call of the male woodpecker for dominance, and they do it banging on a tree. But what they find with people building, and it becomes a suburban area, that they find aluminum siding and the aluminum drain pipes. Yeah. They love it because it echoes louder, and they're doing it on purpose.
And they're just going, hey, look at me. I'll kick your ass.
Yep. That's exactly why they're doing it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Roland from Fort Myers.
Roland, what do you do to just get away from it all? What kind of, little thing that you do to decompress, activity, hobby, what is it?
Yeah, I don't often get to do it a lot, but I do like to go to the gun range. And then what I like most satisfying is just coming home and just cleaning all the equipment after.
Yeah, it's therapeutic.
Ritual.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Ritual.
I totally agree with you. D-Train was that way, and he got me into that for a while. Going to the gun range, using your weapon, and then going home, and you have to clean it and oil it and put it all back together. It's nice. That's why some people, to decompress, I can't do it, love to just sit and do a jigsaw puzzle. And I've met people like this that are just spazzes.
Mm-hmm.
But you put a jigsaw puzzle in front of them, they'll stay on that, calm right down, and do the whole damn thing. Can't figure that out. I gotta play golf and read. That's me. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tom.
Tom, what do you do to get away from it all? Activity, hobby, recreation, decompress.
I go and fly my airplane. Throw a little Jimmy Buffett music in through the headset, and you get up there, and just the sound of the engine. And
so you got your own plane, or do you rent one, or what do you do?
I have my own airplane. I've had it about 20 years.
That's nice. So cool.
That's got to be awesome.
Money pit.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
But when you're up there, it's all worth it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, great one.
What's the farthest? Oh, he's gone. I was going to ask him what's the farthest he's taken it out.
I remember when we were going back and forth from Melbourne to Fort Myers and then back to Melbourne. My ex-wife had a friend that had a plane and flew me over to Melbourne from Fort Myers.
See, that's the way to go from Melbourne to Fort Myers, because otherwise there is really no way to get there.
And it's amazing when you're in the small plane. He was a good guy. We're up at altitude, and you can see both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're getting over to the Melbourne airport, and he flew by sight. And it was daytime. So
yeah, visual flight rules.
Yep. And,
VFR.
And so he's out. He's got the window of the plane down, and he's looking for the runway. Oh, there we are. Let's move on over. It was wild. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Are you drunk today, Brad? Have we been drinking?
Leave him alone.
No, he's a drunk.
Been drinking, but not drunk.
Okay, good.
But, so yeah, I do that in my spare time.
You don't want to go and disrupt a radio remote then, do you?
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Oh,
is Mangus going to be out there?
No, that's none of your beeswax. That's none of your beeswax.
He wrote that song, Pour Some Mangus On.
Yeah, do you remember? Can you sing it still?
I don't feel like it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
What do you do? I don't even want to know his answer. Go ahead.
Well, we already brought it up, drinking. However, I also enjoy reading the fictional series I created and write.
You enjoy reading
it? I get a kick out of reading the stuff that I wrote for my own entertainment.
So you write the books for yourself and then read them?
I read them and think, I'm glad I don't have it as bad as my character does.
Well, what kind of stuff is going on in your books?
Well, recently I just got pushed on 5 flights of stairs and I'm in a coma.
Oh, man. Are Haney and I in any of your books?
We have the Ham and Stainy character.
Okay, thank you. I got to move on. Got to move on. He just is pushing my buttons. And I got to watch out, because then that's trouble. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gents, it's Pip.
Hey, Pip.
Hola, senores. I can suspend all conscious thought with my stogie.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's another his cigar. Having a nice cigar at the end of the night. Sit out on that lanai, Pip, and enjoy it.
I don't have a lanai, brother. I can't afford it.
What do you mean you don't have a lanai?
I live in a townhome that doesn't have a lanai. I sit outside
my
door.
Are you kidding me? What, do you got a concrete block?
I get ate up by mosquitoes.
That sucks.
How's the family?
Good. Growing.
All right.
Your picks.
Yep, you got you. Hey, and by the way, thanks for that Flintstones find.
Hey, I got to be honest. You got me mixed up. I didn't send that. I sent you a different video.
What did you send me? Oh, that's the one with you falling down on your face?
That's the one where I tried to jump on a table.
Yeah, I saw that one, but it also it was signed Pip.
No, I don't know. Well,
okay,
maybe I did. I don't know.
You might, I think you did. It came from the same address that that video came from.
Oh, you know why? I tagged it on that. Oh, that was in like a year and a half ago.
A year and a half? I just got it.
Yeah, I know, but I tagged it on for an old email.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Pip, just take the compliment and roll with it.
For crying out loud.
All right, I'll take the credit. Thanks, okay. Boy.
There you go. That's the Pip I know.
So, yeah, it was from an email he sent a year ago.
The Pip I know would never argue with praise.
Ever.
Just take it.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Alex Jones, guys.
Hey, buddy, what do you do for just to get away from it all?
Two things. I do like to read. I have when the decompression. I actually just bought. I saw Mattis's first interview since leaving the public sector. He suggested through the interview Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. So I'm really
Mattis has got like a whole library of great stuff.
Really, yeah, absolutely. Really digging a lot of that stuff. And of course, I play a lot of music. You guys know.
You do.
I've written, recorded, released, produced everything myself, almost 20 albums worth of material in the last 3 years.
And that's so. your little getaway.
Yeah, little.
Yeah. But you know what? Satisfaction.
Now, obviously, we can't let you go without asking you, Alex, what the hell is going on?
Well, Stan going to let this? Is Stan going to okay this?
Go.
Okay. What's your question there, Mr. Haney?
What the hell is going on, Alex? I mean, is the deep state, is this their final move here?
The deep state is in, as what, you know, Dick Cheney famously said, the last throes right now. I mean, they are really, really getting desperate, and they are grabbing at straws. We called this about 3 months ago. Rob New and Owen Schroyer, if you watch The War Room, you would see, I was back in March, they were predicting this, and they predicted it down to the letter, Haney.
Now, Alex,
is
this the Six Ways to Sunday Chuck Schumer was talking about?
Shifty Eyes Schumer, 666 Ways of Sunday. These satanic controlled demons are running amok. And they are literally bringing. I mean, you saw the stock market yesterday. I mean, come on, people are losing money on this.
Literal demons,
literal vampire demons from the fifth dimension of hell.
Alex, any product you want to push while we got you on here for a second?
Well, we are doing a no shipping cost until October 1st. We have 50% off Brain Force, which, I mean, that's going away. In fact, I'm looking at my sheet right here. We are almost out. We have the Super Female and Male Vitality. Once again, I got to say Leanne McAdoo.
And of course, Alex, none of this would be possible without your father, who is a brilliant dentist and came up with these products.
Absolutely. And those lies about him using fluoride in his office are just completely unfounded and complete BS. You and I both know it. Support the InfoWar. Moan Labe, 15% off Moan Labe, 15% off Hillary Still for Prison t-shirts. You are the InfoWar. If you are hearing my voice, you are the resistance.
Do you still have any caveman bone broth?
Oh, actually, yes, we do. But it is now with 50% more collagen than before. It's complete. I stopped eating meat about 4 months ago, and you wouldn't be able to tell it. They are really making some serious advances, and I'm never going to do that.
That's amazing, Alex.
That is amazing. We'll see you later. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. What do you do to get away from it all? Activity, hobby, recreation, to decompress. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney in the news is next.
We wrote the book on funny. But- but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll check traffic for you. Rob's show at 6 o'clock, and he'll have a new safe word for you so you can hit the G-spot and maybe pick yourself up $1,000, a grand, the G-spot. Tomorrow, another happy hour at South Street, Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. Matt Mangus will be down there again tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. with happy hour drink and food specials. But coming up Saturday, September 28th at noon at South Street, join K-Rock for a brunch featuring an acoustic performance by our pals Messer. So two appearances coming up at South Street, the happy hour tomorrow, and then Saturday, the acoustic brunch with Messer, all happening at South Street down in Naples.
You got it going on?
Yeah, man. Let's get you updated on traffic. Traffic this half hour brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, right there on Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers.
I think we could all use that about now.
Yep. Go to amrageroom.com for more details. One thing on the board, it's Fort Myers. Got a crash. Daniels Commerce Boulevard and Doctor's Way. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Dan Rather in Washington, Nelson Benton in Washington, Don Webster south of Quang Tri, South Vietnam, Bill Curtis near Indianapolis, and John Cheyenne in Wesseling, West Germany, with a special report on the environment. Can the world be saved?
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, September 26th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You ever think about black holes?
They are the universe's amazing thing. They can do anything.
And when they first discovered them, they thought, oh, these things are scary.
Yeah, we know very little about them because of the gravity.
But then they figured out that without black holes and their gravity, we would have no galaxies, that every galaxy has a huge black hole at the middle of it.
That sucks in old galaxies. Sucks in everything. Light, sound, everything.
And the thing about a black hole and the area around it,
yeah,
the laws of physics break down.
They go nuts.
Now, keep in mind, we don't really know any of this. Most of it is just math problems.
Mm-hmm.
But from what they think they figured out, this is what the experts say. The gravity around a black hole is so warped.
How warped is it?
That if you could get next to one, the light would orbit around it, and you would be able to see the back of your own head.
Right on. Right on.
Or you could just, you know, drop some acid.
Yep. See the back of your head then.
Yep.
In color.
I'll show you the back of your head.
Yep.
Why I ought to.
I'll just turn it right around. I'll hold the back of my head in my hand.
We don't think about it a lot, but you know what? Dr. Seuss had a life. He had to go about his daily business, mm-hmm, going here and there. What do you suppose his license plate was?
Something to do with him. Seuss.
Grinch.
Ah, all right.
Like him even more.
Yep. You know, a lot of people, and he used to do suggestive adult art too. He would draw his Dr. Seuss characters and, you know,
in compromising positions,
but he would draw stuff. It's amazing art and very expensive, even if you want to get like a lithograph of it, but of his non caricature book drawings that you'll look at it and go, wow, she's nude and in an odd position.
You know what?
Oh, there's one right there.
He's a human being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant guy.
He had needs.
Yep. But some of his art is extraordinary. What's the matter, Haney?
Well, with everything going on in the world, Stan, it can't just be me. There have to be others that, when confronted with everything going on in the world today, it don't long for a simpler time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some country time lemonade, sitting out there on the porch in a rocking chair and just hearing the buds. Bleeds.
Someone called 911 in Rock Island, Illinois. You know what they say about the Rock Island line?
What?
It's a mighty big line.
Yeah.
They called 911 on Monday afternoon to report that a man was floating down the mighty Mississippi on a big log. I guess you get the call. The cops called on you for that,
yeah,
now.
What the hell?
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
That's not illegal, is it?
Yeah. Mark Twain wrote a lot about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they called the cops, and the cops called the fire department. They sent out a rescue boat to save him.
He didn't want any rescuing.
He didn't. And when they pulled up to him in the boat, he's fine there.
Yeah.
Floating down the Mississippi on a log. They required him to state his business, though.
Oh, did they?
And he explained that it was very simple. He decided to move from Illinois to Kentucky, and that he would get there by floating down the Mississippi on a log.
What a simple, free way to travel. Simple.
I'm with
and
him.
Logical.
I'd love to just float down the Mississippi on a log.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Did he get arrested or anything? I hope not.
No. He didn't get arrested, but they forcibly removed him from his perfectly good log. They spoiled his trip. Fire department took him off the log and then dropped him off on shore and took off. And as they're leaving, they yelled at him that they strongly encouraged him to make other transportation arrangements.
Unbelievable. He wasn't hurting nobody.
Wasn't hurting no one.
Yep.
He was walking down the street.
Yep.
Like Lucky LaRue.
Yeah. I love John Prine.
Why is that okay? Why can they go out there and take the guy off the log?
For his own safety. I'm playing devil's advocate there. I would let him keep floating down on the log, personally.
That's how that whole region was
of
built.
Of course.
Don't look at him like he's crazy. You're the crazy one.
Yeah.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Summer has come to an end, and my friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District have exciting news for you. They are overstocked on beautiful diamond jewelry and will close out the month of September with a liquidation sale. This weekend only, no reasonable offer will be refused on the largest selection of diamond jewelry in Southwest Florida. Beautiful diamond bracelets, stunning diamond earrings, pendants, rings, and more are all being marked down for this event. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds
along with over 3,000 engagement rings. Jason and Todd want to meet you personally this weekend, and as they prepare for fourth quarter, you'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Make your deal directly with Jason and Todd. This is a rare and amazing opportunity, as no reasonable offer will be refused. The Diamond District will liquidate beautiful jewelry, and you will save like never before.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, and boy, if we ever needed legit good news, it's today. And thank God I can deliver.
Oh, we got good, really good news.
Tech Sergeant Ken O'Brien is a member of the Special Ops Rescue Unit in the Air Force. Last year, Tech Sergeant O'Brien was one of the divers who helped to rescue all those kids in Thailand that got trapped in that flooded cave.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Not only did he save the kids, he also saved a Thai Navy diver's life as well. Now, if that's all he'd ever done, that's pretty good. But that's not all he's done.
No.
He was also a part of President Trump's security detail for his recent summit with Kim Jong-un. And he pulled someone, saved their life from a burning car while in South Korea. That was just a couple of months ago.
This guy is doing it all.
Quite a year. Last week, the military decided to give him a big award for all his heroics. But they may have acted too soon because he was far from done. He had to fly in from Japan for the award ceremony. And during his travels to receive the award, well, he had to stop and save another life on the way. A one-year-old baby was on his flight. The child was choking and finally stopped breathing altogether.
Oh, geez.
Sergeant stepped in, cleared the airway, resuscitated the child, brought it back from the brink of death, and handed the breathing child to the parents, returned to his seat quietly, like it was no big deal.
That's a hero right there. That's somebody that we need on this earth. Not afraid to walk away from the stuff. Does it.
He was recently asked about why he always seems to be in the right place at the right time. He said, quote, "If someone needs to go do something dangerous, I volunteer. If someone needs a leader, I volunteer." Simple as that.
Yeah, that's good news. You see a lot of stories. This guy is what a hero is about. You see a lot of those stories where, you know, somebody is a hero always rescuing somebody from a burning building or going in under heavy smoke to get somebody, and then come to find out afterwards they're a firebug. They're the ones that were starting it.
Or they say that they flew into Bosnia under sniper fire, and there was supposed to be a welcoming ceremony, but I'll never mind.
Yeah, we're getting back into Democratic politics.
Uh-huh. Police in Madrid, Spain pulled over a 34-year-old gent on Sunday, and, well, they couldn't help but notice he had a ton of marijuana plants in his van, in plain view. Now, you might think, well, he's busted.
Yeah.
No. He had one more card left to play, even though the cops had all the doors open. You could clearly see and smell the plants. He tried and told the police, "Okay, I know what this looks like. You're going to laugh. That's not what you think. Those are peppermint plants.
Peppermint plants.
There was a total of 1,130 plants in the van, plus about $650 in cash and a contract for a boat.
Mm.
For some reason, the police didn't believe the man that they were peppermint plants, so he was arrested under the draconian Spanish drug laws, never to be seen again.
Rob, can I see what a peppermint plant looks like? Could you even attempt to say, well, that's there, you're right, they're not pot plants, they're peppermint plants?
No, you know what a peppermint looks like. Not any resemblance at all.
Not even close.
Uh-uh.
No. It's all on the number of leaves.
Well, it was just, you know, quick thinking.
Yep. Yep. Snap call.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Mary of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 36-year-old gent named Stephen Dean and a 49-year-old woman named Teresa Behan snuck into a stranger's backyard in Key West on Monday night, and they were both highly intoxicated.
Okay, so far nothing out of the ordinary down there.
And they snuck into the stranger's backyard to do two very specific things.
Yes.
And again, they're intoxicated. They were there to have sex and argue. Apparently, they would have gotten away with it if they just stuck to the sex. But their argument was loud enough that someone in the house heard them, looked out a window, and said, oh, geez.
What the hell? Like a couple of wild dogs.
Get the hose, mother. Stephen and Teresa were both arrested for indecent exposure and trespassing. And if you're wondering why they didn't just wait until they got home for their sex and arguing.
Yeah.
They're both listed as homeless on the police report. You know, any port in a storm,
yeah.
Stan.
Either that or they had just left a Bill Blue concert.
They look like it.
They look like they'd go see him. Look at her. Look at him. They're both a mess.
Well, he's more a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised. He's 36. She's 49. She looks better than him.
Yeah.
That's not saying much.
No.
No, don't get me wrong.
Come on, Haney. That's crazy talk.
It's like comparing different shades of black.
My God.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, September 26th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Get the hose, mother.
Yep.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
I don't know. That just sticks with me. I like that line. Get the hose, mother.
Yeah, well, that's the multiple reasons to get them out of the coupling and to clean them up. Look at this.
Yeah.
I don't want that in my backyard.
Remember one time my Grammy had to take the hose to two dogs? I didn't understand what was going on.
Right.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they stick.
Yep.
Take a break.
Give me the hose. Mark, give me the hose.
We'll be back.
Why?
Got to break them up.
Just give me the hose. There we go.
Yep. Psst. And they'll yelp.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Rob's show coming up. He'll take you through your evening, 6 o'clock. He'll have the 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Naples. One thing on the board. It is in North Fort Myers. to crash the 247 block of Pine Island Road, and you are up to date.
My grandpa, he's 95, and he keeps on dancing, he's still alive. My grandma, she's 92, she loves to dance and sing some too.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. Dance, all night long. I'm a hard-working man, I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. The woods in the kitchen and the cows in the barn, I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done. Take my hand and come along, let's go out and have some fun. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. Dance all night long. Pick on. Dance all night long. Come on, darling, don't look that way. Don't you know when you smile, I've got to say, you're my honey pumpkin lover, you're my heart's delight. Don't you want to go out tonight? You're such a pretty lady, you're such a sweet girl. When you dance, it brightens up my world. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. And dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance all night long.
That was just spectacular. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I just went to Honduras. We did a USO tour for the troops in Honduras. That's where it's going down next. And we landed in Honduras. The guy picks us up. He's driving us to the army base. And then, so when we get out there, he's like giving us a rundown of like everything. And so when he was like, all right, there's a couple things you got to look out for. There's a lot of snakes, a lot of venomous snakes. So he's like, when you walk around, just keep an eye out for snakes. But if you do get bit by a snake, the best thing to do is just go ahead and just catch the snake and then bring it with you. So then we know like what snake bit you. And I was like, I'm pretty positive. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. I've never seen that on Animal Planet or something. Like, just catch a snake. I've never caught a snake in my life. And then when I get bit, I got to get it together and catch a snake for the first time. I was like, it's not going to go good, dude. He's going to keep biting me. That's all that's going to happen. And he was like, it doesn't matter. You've already been bit. And I was like, do you even know what a snake is? It completely matters. There's a huge difference between one bite and probably 30 bites, which is what we will be at if I try to catch this snake. Who told you this? The snake? Is that who told you to tell me this? Whose side are you on?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
I just learned something alarming, and I want to see if you know about it.
All right, I'll give you the answer.
Do you know how to recognize an evil white supremacist?
How? What is it? What, you get the okay sign?
Yeah, that means you're a white supremacist.
What?
If you have a bowl cut.
Yeah, like Mo?
Yeah, that means you're a white supremacist.
Who sets these rules?
Them.
Oh, and I know who they are.
And you remember the old McDonald's ads, Mac Tonight, where it had the moon?
Yeah.
the moon evidently is a white supremacist symbol.
I learn something new every day.
So we can no longer do this.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. That identifies you as a white supremacist. And whatever you do, don't get a bowl cut.
Well, I don't want a bowl cut. You know, I don't want the mo. Let's get
you. Do you know what this is, really? The okay sign?
What do you mean? I've been using it since I was a little kid. I even have a little emoji on my phone when somebody says, hey, I'm coming over. And I send the emoji with the okay.
It's a giant troll.
A what?
Some kids put it on the internet.
Because, so it's not real?
No. But they think it is.
And so it caught on.
Yeah. Kids put it out there because, you know, they're so everybody's so hypersensitive.
Yeah.
And they think they've got inside info.
Yeah.
And they're being laughed at.
See, that's what Rob and I heard at the digital meeting today. You can really put these things up there and get as many views on them as you possibly can. That way it generates stuff.
What?
Oh, wait. Am I lying? Am I lying?
No,
are
not
you
at all.
Talking about like our friend from North Fort Myers that's trying to create a computer virus?
Yes. And I guess if you do that, you get more hits.
This is just
it's all about page views.
Page views.
This is so painful.
You didn't have to sit through it. Oh, my God.
That doesn't preclude me from issuing a formal whistleblower complaint. Just because I don't know nothing doesn't mean I can't complain.
Laughter. God, I gotta laugh. You know, and they wonder why I'm always on edge.
Crying out loud, man. Ponderous. Yep. Ponderous. Ponderous. Yep. I don't know why they do it to me, but they do. And what about those pictures?
4 o'clock fluffer.
Freaking dog dying.
Brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
We're there, Stan.
I know.
We used to laugh at Casey, but we're there now.
I know
that. We understand it now.
Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
It is a very, very busy day today. I'm sure most of you are aware that it is not only National Pancake Day.
Oh, don't say that word! That was one of the things in the digital meeting, that we should be posting pictures of pancakes. Just don't say pancakes.
It is also National Better Breakfast Day.
Okay.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
breakfast fun facts.
Top breakfast fun facts. So you guys, are you going to be talking about pancakes today? That's the big thing on the digital.
Oh,
God!
God awful! Save us, President Trump.
That's harder than ever.
Save us.
He can't help this.
I quit.
Takes a long time to drain the swamp.
Yeah, takes a long time. Why do I constantly feel like it's up to my neck?
Well, because it feels like life is becoming more and more based on fakery.
Yes!
Pancakes.
Yeah. But hold on. You post a picture of pancakes.
That's the key to success.
Make sure you credit the photographer.
What?
Unless you take your own pictures of pancakes. You know that feeling, don't you? I got into this business in 1982 because I wanted to do radio. That's all.
Yeah.
There wasn't a computer in the building.
Until I got here.
Well,
and I was yelled at about it.
Yes. You said something, we get our news from a ping. There was no internet. And there wasn't a computer in this building.
Until I got here. And then they yelled at me about
yes,
it.
We don't need that. Ah.
And told me I was stupid.
Yes. It's crazy talk. We're in the radio business.
And now, years later, they want to talk about it.
Yes.
It's the most important thing.
Blue skies.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.